Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 25th day of Tishrei, Tovshin, Pehe. Masechta Bav Metzia, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Tes. Hamaskir Bais Lachaveiro, one who rents a house to his friend. V'nafal, and the house fell during the period of the rental. Chayav, Lahamid Lo Bais. The landlord is obligated to give him or put up for him another house for the period of his rental. Hayah Katan, let's say the house that fell was a small one, Layasana Godel. Then the landlord can't supply him and say big house. The tenant can say, no, I paid rent for a small house, that's all I want. And vice versa as well, as the Mishnah continues, Godel, Layasana Katan. If the house was a big one, then the landlord can't give him now a small one. Echad, let's say the landlord had given him one to rent, Layasena Shnaim, he can't give him now two houses. Shnaim, if he was renting two houses for that period, Layasena Echad, he can't make it one. Layifches Machalones, when he gives him or builds up for him another house, a replacement house, he cannot have less windows than the amount that was in the house that fell. Layosif Alein, nor is he allowed to put a house that has more windows than the one that fell. Elamidas Shnaim, unless both of them agree, which means that only if the tenant would also agree to these changes that the landlord wants to make. The Gemara explains that in our Mishnah we're talking about a case where the landlord showed a house or apartment to the tenant and said, a house like this I'm going to rent to you. And the Mishnah now tells us that the landlord cannot say, oh, I meant a house like this as close to the river as this one. But it didn't have to be the same structure or size. No, he cannot say that. The landlord has to supply a house like this in terms of size and in terms of features. Same amount of windows and so forth. But if the landlord didn't say, a bais kaze, a house like this I'm renting to you, but he said, bais ze, this house I'm renting out to you, and then the house fell, then he would not be obligated to supply any house. And the landlord can say, look, I said this house, and if it fell, it's bad luck. It's your muzzle that it fell. And on the other hand, if the landlord said, bais, I'm renting you a house, then he has to build a house. But it can be exactly as the landlord wants, because he just said a house. So it doesn't have to be like the one that fell. It can be bigger, smaller, more windows, less windows, totally up to the landlord. And the socher can't, the tenant cannot say, cannot do anything, cannot protest. Mishnah Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Hamakabel Sodom Echaver, a person who takes over a field from his friend under a sharecropping arrangement, or where the person who's Makabel, the worker, is going to get a proportion of the produce, and he has to give to the owner a percentage of it, maybe a third, a quarter, whatever it may be. Or he took it under a lease operation, where the person pays a chakirus, he pays a lease amount that's a fixed amount of bushels or of grain, regardless of how much that the field produces. It's not a proportion, it's simply a fixed amount of produce. Or a third option, he may have taken it under just a plain rental, where he has to pay a certain amount of money per year, regardless of what the land produces. Either way, in any one of these arrangements, the Mekabel, in any one of the ways that the Mekabel that the person has taken over has received this field, Mekoim Shenagel Liktzer, if it's a place where they are accustomed to harvest the produce with a sickle, Yiktzer. Then the Mekabel, the one who took the land, has taken it, he must harvest it with a sickle. Laker, if the place that the place where this contract was done is a place where they normally uproot the grain with the roots, instead of just harvesting it, they actually pull out the roots as well. The Yaker, then he's obligated to pull out the roots, and he's not permitted just to harvest it. Lacharish Acharav, if it's a place where the people who take over a land to work it have to or normally plough the field over after the harvesting or after pulling out the roots, and that's in order to kill any of the bad roots that are there or left there, Yachoresh, then he's obligated to plough over the land. And the Gemara explains that even if they don't have a custom there to do weeding, to weed out the bad roots. And this Makabel, this person has done that. He went over and above. He says, I've gone over and above the call of duty. I've actually done weeding, and that should free me now from having to plough it over. He cannot say that. Why? Because he did not make a specific condition when he took the land that he would do weeding instead of the ploughing. And therefore, he has less to do the ploughing over the land, as the minig of the mokem is. And as the Mishnah continues, hakol k'minig hamdina, everything follows the way, the accepted norm in that place. Both of them, both the landlord, the owner of the field, and the mekabel, the one who's doing the work now, who's taken over the field, can stop each other, can be ma'akev on each other, to keep to the custom of the place. Why? Because sometimes it's preferable for the mekabel to do the harvesting. Why? Because he doesn't have to be work so hard to uproot it, and sometimes the uprooting it will be better for the mekabel if he wants to take the straw and the bad any of the leftover roots that are not so good. He can use them for straw and stubble for his animals. And sometimes the owner of the field prefers it to uproot it. Why? Because his land becomes cleaner. So in either way, whatever the custom of the place is, that must be followed, unless the contract they've done stipulated differently. Kishem shecholkin batvua, just like they divide, the owner of the field and the sharecropper will divide the grain, the tavua, according to whatever arrangement it was, either each one gets a half, or the owner of the field gets a quarter, a third, and the one who took it over takes the balance. Just like they divide in the tvua, the grain, according to that arrangement, koch cholkin bateven uvakash. So too they divide the straw and the stubble. What's the difference? Meforshim explains that the straw, the teven, is what's been harvested with the ears of grain. They call it teven. What's left on the ground is called kash. Basically, it's the straw and stubble, usually used for animal food. So they divide that equally according to the same arrangement. They divide that according to the same arrangement as they had for the grain, for the proper tavur. Kishem shecholkin b'yayin, just like they divide wine, or the grapes, kecholkin basmarasu, they divide also the branches, the zmoires, the branches that get cut, uvakonim, and also the stakes that are holding up the vines. Ushneim mesapkin asakonim, and both of them, the owner of the vineyard and the oris, the sharecropper, must supply the konim. They supply these boards, or these sticks, but usually bamboo sticks or such the like, that will act as stakes. The Gemara explains that, and we're talking here about both have to pay for the new konim, to supply the new stakes. The Gemara explains that this is in fact giving a reason for the previous halacha. What is the reason that both the owner of the land and the sharecropper, the one who's taken over now to work the land, why do they both equally share the konim, the stakes, and that's because they both have an obligation to supply the new stakes for each year. But in the case where only one of them, either the landlord or the one who took over the land, has supplied the stakes, then of course they will be his and his alone.